going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit. And we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back. What's going on, y'all, man? We back here on another Wednesday, on another great episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And listen, y'all know what's going on. Let me fix my camera right quick because something ain't right. Boom, there we go. Y'all know what's going on, man. So I need you to do one thing. If it is your first time watching, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. I need you to go ahead. If you are a returner, hit the like button. If you part of the playback gang, I need you to go ahead, hit the like button. And listen, man, this is the show where it's no cut cards. This is the show where we keep it 1,000. This is the show where we don't pander bear and we not coddling. And listen, if you want to be a trainer that's out of shape and you advocating for out of shape trainers, this ain't the show for you. If you want to come in my comments making excuses on why black women gaining weight, this ain't the show for you. If you want to come in my comments saying guys don't need to go to the gym for their mental health, this ain't the show for you. And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. And you know what they say. When you fall down, it's only one thing you could do, and that's rise and rise. Welcome back to the show, man. You on mute.
You dig? What's going on?
Appreciate what's going on with you, bro?
Whew, it's been a week, bro.
Man, who you telling, bro?
It's been a week. It's who been good, telling, though, man. The sea moss and everything this weekend, I sold out.
Oh, that, shout out to that.
Next time I'm bringing about 3 caseloads. My whole case was sold. It was gone within the first 2 hours. Crazy.
Hey man, black man get the bag 2025.
Oh man, listen, in a real you way, we're doing this. Yeah, we're doing man. This. So if y'all missed this one, come to Charlotte, North Carolina in April. I'm gonna be posting the dates on the next one, and we about to turn it up again.
Say less, bro. That's what's up, man.
For real.
And we got look in these comments real quick. Jennifer, what up? Dolly, what up? Welcome back to the
welcome
show.
To the show.
Leg day and arm day.
Let's go.
Live on a Wednesday. Hey. What up, RJ? Jabari House, smash the like button. Salute to you this weekend for competing the High Rocks. Yeah, I'm going to do some separate content about the High Rocks. We got a lot to talk about tonight, so I couldn't grab any sea moss. He was out by the time. Jenny pulled up. Hey, shout out to Jenny, man.
How dare you?
He's back.
He's back.
And hey, you heard that? You heard that, Olajuwon? You heard that?
What's up?
Chauncey's back.
Bring him in.
Did I hear something?
Chauncey's back.
G5 sitting on the runway. Big ass chopper. Call that Beyonce.
Chauncey's back.
What's good, my guy?
What's up, brother?
What up, Tone?
What's going on with you, man? You good?
Everything good, brother, you know.
That's good to hear, man.
Have a busy day.
Sweet telling, man.
Well, we here, though, for
we
sure.
We are here. Listen, y'all can't tell I had a busy day because we about to get to cooking today.
Let him cook.
It's about to be a cooking-ass episode today.
Let him cook.
You know what I mean? And guess what? I got a new sound.
Got him.
It's gonna be a lot of got him today because we're getting motherfuckers up out of here today. So listen, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Let's take a trip up to, I think this is up in Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. Y'all got people trying to give folks cheat meals at the gym. What the hell is this? What the hell is going on in Jersey? Okay, you walking up. What do you got in the bag? What's in the bag? Hold up. What y'all think in the bag?
Some English muffins.
Look like some bagels.
Let's check it out. Oh, that's the honey buns.
Hey, I'm here for you.
Now, you know, we know plenty of black women with a photo on them honey buns.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's a cheat day.
Potato chips.
What about these right here?
Oh, she's struggling. Hey, yo.
She's staring.
She about to fall off. Oh, her big ass by the fold. God, you know. Her big ass.
Big back activity.
You're not supposed to have that again.
Where you going?
Oh, nah. He got the aunties?
Cheat with me. An abomination. Nah.
Shout out to the African sister saying that.
This is a taboo.
You take whatever snack you want.
You have so many.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Wait, why are you going around with these?
Fold.
Oh, he going up to the baddies.
Oh, doing a YouTube.
Where's the camera?
Oh, shit.
She wasn't on camera. She would have got this.
So just cheat with me. Yeah, go ahead.
She better stop it.
She be having a cheat day. Yeah, we having a cheat day.
Okay, she be having multiple.
In the gym, too? That's crazy.
Just do the right thing. Just have a cheat day with me. Come on. It's free.
I'm cheating today.
Maybe it's not the snack you want. Oh, you cheated yesterday. Oh, you know. Gonna cheat again.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Hey, y'all, stop folding for the cheat meals, man. God, listen, y'all gotta exercise some discipline. It don't matter how much you exercise if you ain't exercising discipline. You gotta learn how to say no, man, whether it's a prank or it's not a prank. What y'all got on that, fellas?
A lot of those people would have folded if that camera wasn't on.
That's a fact.
I know plenty of people would have folded.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? It's just that natural impulse because, like, it was free food, you know, but you got to have that willpower to say no, even if you see your favorite snack.
Man.
And not only that, but you shouldn't be taking no food from no stranger. And
nope.
Trash food at that. You dig what I'm saying?
Nope.
Especially when you're on your grind in the gym. Try to get to these goals because summer is about 44 days around the corner.
Nope. Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, summer starts now. Don't try to get ready for the summer on May 31st.
Nope.
Learn to say no.
Yeah, learn how to say no because me and Toon going to tell your ass no when you try to tell us you try to snap back in 30 days.
Nope.
It don't work like that.
And you know what's crazy?
You
know what's crazy? This is day 3 out of a 5-day no food fast. So I haven't eaten a meal since Sunday.
Sheesh.
Dang.
Just water and electrolytes for real. So you feel me? And it's crazy how it's crazy on day 1, just like the impulses, the natural impulse, human impulses of wanting to like grab something to eat every time you go to the kitchen or aim, you know, reach for the refrigerator door, you'd be like, damn. I'm on this fast. I can't, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a measure of willpower and discipline. Mm-hmm. You know, to kind of refrain from, you know, those food cravings. It's tough as hell. it's not as bad as folks would actually think.
Right. Shout out to you, man. That's kind of why I did what I diet. When I'm on mostly plant-based, I stay away from dairy. I stay away from meat. So, like, when I go around to these cookouts, y'all know, go to a Southern cookout, ribs, steak.
You talking about
it's barbecue in there.
Yeah. I say, nah.
Like, no, nah, fish, no, fish, no fish either.
Like, when I was,
it's barbecue in there.
Yeah. I try to stay away from everything. But it did make me disciplined. Like, it raised the bar for me, because I was used to just eating chicken every day, you know, just the basics. But when I went to that diet, I had to learn something new. I had to step away from everything to say, nah, I'm on this way. But that willpower just shot through the roof.
Man.
Yeah.
And the benefits was crazy.
Crazy.
I mean, bro, I talk about it on my show all the time. I mean, well, even water was different.
Well, I get strict, but I ain't do no fast like that. Maybe I'll try it. I get skinny real fast though. Like, real talk, bro. Like, it's creepy. So I gotta think about that one, man. Because the moment I walk around skinny, like, you see Marty skinny ass, no muscle having ass.
Nope.
Talking all that shit.
Nope.
So look, I gotta
like,
be
look like the one ninja you posted recently for
nope.
Get your chest pressed. Shut your dumb ass up.
Nope.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Real rap. Hey, we killing y'all already.
Oh, man. Monko.
Mona, looks like you're out of here already.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy.
Nutella.
Out of all the foods, you could have came up with something else. That's crazy. Big spider in the building. If you trans vegan or Don Julio vegan, don't watch the
podcast. Strike three, you're out.
Is that transphobic? Is that transphobic behavior? And we only 12 minutes in the podcast.
Yeah.
Trans. That's crazy. That's crazy. Man, hey. I this shit getting crazy already, man. Yeah, that dude definitely wrong for bringing them honey buns in here in the gym, man. But listen, let's keep it going, man. We got a. Hey, did y'all see? He said, "I ain't fast as shit." Hey, did y'all see Omarion in concert recently?
Nah. Oh, shit.
Oh, y'all ain't see Omarion? Okay, I got you. Don't worry about it. Let's check out Omarion in concert recently. Y'all tell me what y'all see, because I saw some bullshit. Y'all let me know. Hold up. What is them man boobs right there, bro? That's the point of the video. And we get on the big backs a lot.
Big back activity.
But that doesn't mean y'all skinny fat ninjas is getting, come
big
on.
Big back activity.
This is not body shaming. He shamed himself getting up there with them man boobs.
Big back activity.
And letting them hang on the stage like that. What the hell is wrong with Omarion?
Big back activity.
You know damn well you was not ready for a concert.
Big back activity.
You see them man boobies every morning.
Big back activity.
What the hell is wrong with Omarion?
Big back activity.
You ain't got enough money for a personal trainer?
Big back activity.
I guess not. Let's keep it. I just keep playing it while we talk. But he was doing some pause movements, so I don't know what. Look, they jiggling.
Bruh, that's that nigga need a bra for real.
Sports bra.
Oh,
bro, that's not a good look, bro.
It's not, bro.
Fellas, he took an L today.
Fellas, get your testosterone up, man, the real way. Pause. Because this shit is crazy, bro.
He got money, though. Yeah, guys. We're going to fast forward past this part. That was crazy. But yeah, fellas, I mean, come on, man. Y'all got to take some pride in y'all image. When God made earth, I told y'all this a couple months ago. God made earth, he gave boobies to the women.
Nope.
He did not give boobies to the men.
Nope.
You got the babies out here confused.
Nope.
The baby don't know if it's his daddy or his mother.
Nope.
The baby hungry for some milk and daddy holding him. He trying to get some milk from pops.
Nope.
Now the baby mad. I mean, fellas, do some push-ups in the morning.
Oh, man.
Get your gym membership. Do some bench press. Do some chest press. Shoulder press, you know.
Do some dips.
You know, do something, man.
Do something, man.
Listen.
Yeah, this is a shame. This is a shame for Omarion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know you about to go on stage and you performing and you got your titties bouncing up and down.
Nah, look at that side profile titty. How you grown man with a side profile titty? Yeah, it's getting crazy out here, man.
That's a damn fail.
Stop eating all the food with the
put
oil.
Put it in the oil.
All right. He out here built like
Happy Friday.
Come on, man. Man. Stop ordering cheeseburgers, man.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
All that damn drinking.
Is that beer? Does beer do that? Doesn't beer cause man boobs the most?
It does.
And that little gut.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, this the thing, though. Like, he not even, like, obese. So he has potential to have a fit looking, a decent body, but them man boobs, that's just sign of a poor lifestyle. He's doing something wrong.
Yeah, he just got served.
Yeah. he just got served.
It's crazy, man, because like he used to be like in shape. I remember he did what was that? MTV Cribs where he ate was like nothing but vegetables or something. Mm. So I don't know what he's doing now. Clearly,
yeah, I don't know what he's doing, man. I'm trying to get a good image of him. That right there is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's insane. Like
no muscular definition, no nothing.
Yeah, he got a cup.
Oh, for real, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man.
That's like the shorties with the flat chest. That's how they should be looking. Like they walk around no.
Ooh, that's crispy.
So he built like a teenage girl in puberty. Is what you telling me? they Chris McLeod, they spending their money on all the wrong shit, man. At least his tata has oil on him. You're out of here. That's insane. If you're a past prime rapper on stage looking like you can breastfeed a kid, don't watch the podcast. Next time, put a trigger warning on the video.
Nope.
I heard Omarion smoked you at the High Rocks last weekend. Don't watch your podcast. Oh, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You got to get the Big Sean video. It's like the fat went to his chest. He get rid of those and he'll be straight for the most part. Yeah, this shit is crazy, man. It's crispy. It's crazy. All right, man. That's enough of this, Ninja.
He took an L, boy.
He humping the stage and shit. Titties bouncing.
Man, titties. That's crazy.
I don't like, bro. What are you? That's not a good look. No woman woke up and said, "Yeah, I hope a dude bounces titties in the bed next to me."
Nope.
I don't think that happened this morning when any of these ladies woke up. Not one woman on earth.
Yeah,
all right.
That's big wild.
Anyway, all right, man. Let's keep this episode going. We killing y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. All right. Now, guys, there's a group of women. Well, there's a pair of women, not a group. They said, "How do you work out with a 9-to-5?" If you had to guess what race these women are, what race do you think they are?
Black.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Elijah, what race do you think they are?
Got to be black. They're the only ones that do their job over
black
there.
Black, no.
Yep. Let's check it out. Who women, else would do that?
Black women hate working out. It's crazy. Man.
Okay, so my whole question is, how do you guys go to the gym 5 days a week and work a 9-to-5? Do you think that's possible?
They're not doing it.
You think? Are you guys lying about it?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, man. And they cool now because they young. They didn't lose their image. They didn't gain a lot of body fat. That's cute now when you're young. Those women turn into...
Big back activity.
those women turn into the ones at church that's eating too much communion and blocking the aisle so you can't go to the restroom. The pastor called to the altar and they big back ass is blocking the aisle so you can even get called to the altar. That's what they turn into. This is a poor mindset. And it seems like that women younger, men too, people are getting this mindset younger and younger and younger and younger. And we just doomed to continue to be a fat country. What y'all think on that, fellas?
I agree with what you said, man. It's they're not looking at the long-term aspect. And this is exactly why they do what they do. They just think that, oh, I'm young, I'm going to look good forever. So they're just going to do what they want to do. And of course, this is why we are in the predicament that we're in.
Yep.
They're not prioritizing fitness. They're prioritizing working themselves to death and eating all day. Man. And this is why we're in the predicament that we're in.
Man.
I think this video really highlights the fact that Black people are lazy, right? And not only that, but to even ask that question just kind of reveals the fact that you're not working out, if at all, right?
Yeah.
So they may have a job, but it just kind of gives off the notion that they're not working out while they're employed, right? Yep. They're making an excuse for the fact that they have a job, or you know, they find it somewhat difficult to be able to do both at the same time. When we know
people
that full blown 9-to-5 jobs, they might have two jobs, got multiple kids, got, you know, all the odds stacked against them, but they still find time to get it in and take care of their health. So, you know, it just highlights the fact that Black people are lazy. Not all of them, but you know, a good majority, you know, and that you know, Black women like to make excuses for not wanting to work out. Not all of them, but again,
they got degrees.
They got MBAs.
That's why you're FAT.
You're a master of psychology.
That's why you're BIG. But now I had this one client. She talking about some I was telling her she gotta, you know, I was like, your only option is to get up in the morning and work out. She talking about some, you know, I gotta get my 8 hours of sleep.
Nope.
Listen. Yeah, okay, yes. We supposed to have 8 hours of sleep, but come on now. Productive adults, most of us ain't getting 8 hours every night. Like, come on, bro. Let's be real, bro. I get 8 when I can. I'm not getting 8 every night. I'm just telling y'all right now.
Nope.
Like, that's one of my, that's something I'm working on. But it ain't, that shit way easier than it sounds.
I feel like for us, the life that we live, and it can be relative, but for the most part, entrepreneurs, that's the first thing that's going to get sacrificed. It's not enough time one day, you know.
It ain't.
Especially if you got clients and then you come home and you got to work on whatever it is that you got to work on aside from your main income.
Man.
So that sleep get put on the back burner real quick. I'm probably averaging like 4 hours.
Yeah, I'm good for 4. I'm good
5
for
if you're lucky.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna front. I'm getting mine. But here's the thing. Let's just say she was getting
8 hours. That nigga just shit on us.
I know what he's saying.
Fuck y'all niggas.
I'm saying.
Hold on. Well, real quick, Elijah. One more. Elijah once said.
Got him. Got
him. Go ahead, bro. My fault.
But it's funny though, because like, what if she was getting 8 hours? All right. You work for 8 hours. You sleep for 8 hours. You got a whole another 8 hours. You can find a way to work out between then.
You just need an hour and a half of
that's it.
Focus effort.
That's it.
It's priorities. Like, if you prioritize your health, you'll find a way.
Listen, man, I always tell y'all, go to any Black brunch in the city in Washington, D.C. Yeah. It's going to be more Black women in there you done seen in all month. It's going to be more, huh?
Just go to Park Day Party.
Man.
That Park 14.
They got and they there for 5 hours. It ain't just brunch. They there for the brunch, then it turned to a day party, then it turned to the after party, then it turned to the late night party. You there for 5-6 hours, but I thought they ain't had time. Well, you gotta live life too. You, big back, you ain't trying to live.
Big back activity.
You ain't trying to live. You ain't trying to lift. You ain't trying to watch the live. You don't care about your life.
Just drinking it away.
Just drinking it away, man. It is what it is. Hey, man. Hey. Killing y'all on this good Wednesday, man. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. All right, man. We got a couple comments. 7 hours of sleep. The other day's been 3 to 5. Those ladies are alumni of Alabama State. That's insane. Most black people are not introduced to the gym, exercise, and fitness until they are already in a danger zone as an adult. I don't think they do PE anymore. I'm not going to say what race it is, but the closest train station to their house on the Green Line. You on Branch Avenue? You got to be.
Addison.
You got to be from the.
Yo, Addison Road.
You got to be from D.C. or Maryland to understand that one, bro.
Morgan Boulevard.
Bro, this guy is crazy, bro. These jobs don't care about your health, just another body to show up at work. Absolutely.
Yep.
Those ladies are bozos.
How dare you?
Talk your shit, Jenny. Talk your shit, Jenny. All right, man. Let's get it. What we got next? Oh, y'all remember the Rice Krispie Treat ice cream and Eggo ice cream guy? You remember?
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life.
You remember
my
that guy?
My car shake when I get in.
Y'all remember this guy?
Ooh, that's crispy.
I think y'all get the point now. All right, that's enough.
No diddy, you know.
So.
No diddy, you know.
For sure. Listen, I thought I was reaching, yeah, but you guys confirmed it for me. So, for sure. All right. He's looking for a trainer. I'm not capping.
Stop the cap.
Oh no.
I'm not capping.
Stop the cap.
Shout out to Tasha.
Better how that death stroke.
No diddy, you know. First of all,
yo, that's passive. That's passive pause, man.
Ladies, this is how you build your ass.
DJ all right.
Mama's boy. All right. My bad. All right. Go. So, like I said, man, he's looking for a trainer. Let's check it out, man. Y'all stupid as hell, bro. Oh man, now I can't find it.
Trying to slide it in there too, like.
Good morning. Hey, listen. I am currently looking for a trainer here in Dallas that can do a hard 30 with me.
A what?
No diddy, you know.
Now, that consists of for 30 days. 30 days, we hit the gym. I'm eating clean for 30 days. I need you to be okay with being filmed. 30 days.
What is 30 days supposed to do? I can't stand when people do this shit. You literally known as for being a food critic and eating all this big back ass food.
Big back activity.
And you want to hire me for 30 days. Don't waste my fucking time. I wouldn't even waste my time. I don't care what he's paying. I'm keeping it 100, bro.
Every single day for 30 days. Don't think that because I'm a content creator that you finna come and try to charge me arm the leg. I know how much a trainer costs.
Not only are you doing some 30-day bullshit, now you're trying to gatekeep the price, which you know diddy ass.
No diddy, you know.
Trying to bargain the price.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
I'm quick to say, boy, fuck you. Don't play with me. I need a trainer that can do a hard 30 with me. Shoot me a DM. Put it in the comment section. Y'all send me in the right direction. I'm looking to start this in 2 weeks. I go to LA Thursday. I'll be down there until Monday. So when I get back, I need to start it. Okay? Thank you. Amen, Jesus.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
He capping.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. People have no idea what it takes, man. like I said, I don't know what his goal is, but is he going to stop his food critic brand and stop trying Big Bag ice cream? Probably not. So I don't know what the fuck them 30 days is about to do.
Damn thing. You're wasting up trainer's time.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody about to train you for no 30 days for the low.
Crazy as hell.
Shit, I'll take his bread just cause.
And then put him through the ringer.
I'm a cook his ass, take his bread, and just watch him go back to his old ways for real.
Nah, facts. That'd be a good storyline.
It's not like he about to go start reviewing healthy food after that shit.
Right? Hell no. Hell no.
Like he ain't about to be snacking on no seaweed chips, talking about rapper type shit. Like he not doing that.
Going right back to Eggo ice cream. Then it's gonna be blueberry Eggo ice cream after that.
Then it's gonna be what's that bacon that they got the
cinnamon toast crunch bacon?
Oh my god, yeah, he gonna do some shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
The diet don't work for you the same.
He probably got a video trying that shit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would not be surprised, bro. Crazy, man. Anyway, man, we killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button. All right, let's get to it, man. I brought it up the other day. I told Tune about it. Elijah Wan commented on the video. Somebody had a problem with me calling out fat personal trainers. And he advocated for fat personal trainers, which I'm cool with you disagreeing. But I didn't like the response video, so I had to get the Avengers up here. Oh, my bad. I had to get the Avengers up here to comment on this, because I ain't fuck with this shit. Let's check it out real quick just to refresh our memory. And we're going to talk about fat trainers. We're going to have a real conversation, man.
Let's do it.
I understand there's plus size models and plus size everything else. What we not about to have is plus size personal trainers. No, sir. This is not body inclusivity. You just including more calories.
It's a smile ugly as shit. You know he about to say some bullshit.
In a profession where we are life changers, we need to be held to a certain standard. And if that standard is being at a certain fitness level and not looking sloppy and not labeling yourself as a fat personal trainer, that's not toxic. Would you call a lawyer toxic for expecting another lawyer to know the law? Would you expect a doctor to be called toxic if they expected another doctor to understand medicine?
Those analogies make no sense.
Boy, you're ugly as shit.
A fit and shredded personal trainer can be a fucking moron as well. Look, I've already came at so many people with this argument, so I'm getting fatigued with it, so I'm just gonna break this down. You say that trainers have to be held to a certain standard.
Facts.
What standard is that? You mean the trainers that
not fat as fuck
that are in plus size people's comment sections who are working on themselves, putting them down?
Nobody said anything about trainers going in comment sections putting people down
and calling them fat shits.
Nobody said anything about trainers calling people fat shits. No trainer even does that.
You mean the trainers who speak in absolutes and have a one-size-fits-all mentality and tells everyone that they're eating poison? You mean the trainers who are grifting people, scamming people, spreading misinformation left and right?
We talk about scammers all the time.
And they think they can get away with it because they look the part? Or do you mean the trainers who say to sign up with them and look like them when they're not being completely transparent about the amount of gear that they use? Or the eating disorders that they have to look the way that they do?
All right. We're going to fast forward some because this video is long. This was my issue here.
You're better than them because of your body. And don't ever think that this profession is just reserved for you. When people have this mindset, it makes you look like an amateur. At the end of the day, it's your emotional intelligence, your actual intelligence, applying that education, mm-hmm. and being a well-rounded mm-hmm. person. Okay. Take care, pumpkin.
I was going to let this slide till he said pumpkin. Hell no. No, we don't play that motherfucking game. You got me. I was going to let your short, stocky, thumb, Johnny Bravo built ass slide till you said pumpkin. You got me fucked up. First of all, your whole page is simping and pandering for big backs.
Big back activity.
Your whole page is, I saw in one post, he talking about There's nothing wrong with a dad bod if he's taking care of his family.
Big back activity.
When the hell did we say that the dude is not supposed to take care of his family? Take care of your family and get fit. We got to stop coddling grown men. Your whole page. And out of respect, I could cook the shit out your wife too, because your wife was in the comments talking shit. But I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna keep this about you.
Let him have it. Fuck it.
Everybody in your comments that had an issue with me, they had a certain emoji in they bio. I'm not gonna say because I don't want to get canceled. But I'll say this:
no Diddy, you know.
They had a certain emoji in they bio. They was out of shape, and they have not gotten any type of transformations, like we have gotten. At the end of the day, all this fat encouragement, you know, people going to take it to the extreme. That's why we got I've put it on the show. We got 400 pound women, 500 pound women trying to be personal trainers now. It's getting crazy out here, man. Trainers got to be in shape, bro. If you don't practice it, don't preach it. And that pumpkin, keep that pumpkin energy when I see you, if I see you in person, bro. Call me pumpkin when I see. I ain't going to do nothing to you. I'm going to disrespect you back, though, with words. I ain't going to put my hands on you, nothing like that.
Nah, he ain't going for that.
Nah. We're going to have some words for you, though. What y'all got on that, fellas?
This dude is full of it. And I think he's saying it because he knows his audience, they really big back, and they probably swing the other way too. He's trying to be on both sides of the fence,
yeah,
and trying to accept. And he knew what you were talking about. He knew exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah,
you can't sit up here and accept big back trainers, knowing that that's bullshit. And he's gonna sit up here and say, "Well, you should think about the knowledge, bruh." You're lowering the expectation. Set the standard. Be fit and knowledgeable. My body looks good, and damn right I'm better than them.
Yeah, you put the work in. That shit.
Damn right I'm better. And anybody who got a body like that that worked for it should be proud of that.
Dog.
Should be proud of that.
Not to cut you off, bro, but and think about any sector in life. If you're at your business or your job, the employee that works the hardest is the one who gets the commissions. That's the one who gets the promotions. That's the one who gets recognized. The same in sports. The one who works the hardest, probably the results probably going to show on the court, on the field. It's the same in this fitness shit, bro. You ain't putting no work in on your body. That does not put you on the same level as me.
Thanks, bro. I feel like it's applicable anywhere. You dig? It's like what you get in is what you get out, right? He was talking a whole lot of word salad. Talk about, yeah, you know, what you were saying, that those analogies don't make sense. Why don't they? Why would another lawyer call another lawyer toxic for knowing his, you know, being a subject matter expert, know what he's talking about? It makes perfect sense, right? But it sounds like he seemed like the type of guy that was raised by, no funny shit, he seemed like he was raised by straight women. You know,
no Diddy, you know,
not really giving any masculine energy when he talks. Even like his whole demeanor just is soft, right? He seemed like the guy that was bullied in school, and
definitely bullied by fit guys, by the athletes.
Yeah, or just looked down upon because he was a small frame, nobody that nobody really paid attention to. And now that he has a platform, he has a little bit of courage to speak up, but he's still protecting, you know, and simping and pandering for the big back community, which we don't do. We're going to call it how it is. We're going to set the narrative straight.
He's a chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee, right?
He's definitely a chimpanzee.
But the standard will always be the standard. You're not going to spend your hard-earned money to go pay somebody that does not look like how you want to look or has not gotten the results that you're looking to achieve. Facts. It just doesn't make sense. And being a personal trainer, looking the part is about 90% of the gig.
Facts.
Other 10% is the, you know, being personable. You know what I'm saying? Can you communicate? You know, are you a good person? Are you a good communicator? Can you build relations? Can you build rapport? but 90% of the gig is actually looking the part. I don't care about what you got on paper. I don't care what.
Yeah, I don't care about that either.
I don't care what certifications that you claim you got.
Right.
That don't mean shit. You know, I'm going to take the motherfucker who got the body I want. He can have no certifications. If he looked the part, I know damn well he put in the work to get to a certain point. So
facts.
I'm a roll what he talking about other than your, you know, you got the Omarion A cups hanging off your shit.
Yeah, simp biscuit out here. Listen, fuck. Listen, tune. I hear you, Elijah. I hear you. Fuck all of that. This ninja puts wigs on for skits on Instagram. Don't ever talk about me, bro. No Diddy. You put wigs on for likes.
No Diddy, you know.
Fuck this training shit, bro. You're not the man I am, dog.
Yeah, you're not the man I am. He might be on his shit.
You're not the man I am or any of us on here, bro. Like, this ain't the lane for you, dog. And you probably can't see none of us in the workout. Let's keep it a thousand. You probably can't see me in the workout. Come pull up to the High Rocks. come pull up to Calisthenic Sundays, Muscle Up Sundays with Tune in the Gang.
A lot of
and people. Whatever Elijah want to do at what is it, Crunch?
Everything.
Crunch University Fitness, whatever Locked you do.
Deadlift, squat.
Pull up, man. Pull up, dog.
Calisthenics,
pull
up. You name it.
Pull up. Pull, right? up. Pull up.
All of them. See, that's what a little bit of me feel like he might be a little intimidated.
Yeah, for sure.
We all know that everybody.
I ain't intimidated at
that. That's the Omar.
That's body shaming, my fault. Oh yeah, he got the Marion boobs.
Damn body, fuck out of here. That body's scary as hell.
But for real, like, why you putting down somebody that's doing good, who's smart and fit? No one's gonna hire a personal trainer who's not smart.
His wife run the house.
Like, come on, that don't even fit.
For sure. He's crazy. Like, oh, Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
Like, babe, can I go outside? No.
No Diddy, you know.
Now put on your wig and shut up.
Yeah, like, bro, you put on wigs. Like, come on, bro.
Shut your mouth.
Exactly. I'm trying to find. Hold on, let me see if I can find a video where he got the wig on, because that's ridiculous, bro.
Yes,
bro. I don't care how much money. I'm not putting no wig on or no dress.
That
I
don't care, bro.
That folks, part right there.
Folks sold yeah. out for real.
All right, bro. Right there. That's wild selling out, dog.
It's a couple of man. Black entertainers that did the same for cold sellout.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
Hey, so you said it, sell out.
Yeah, you're a sellout.
Definitely a sellout. Sellout.
You put a dress on as a black man. Oh man.
I think I read he 5'6" too.
That's and built like, right there.
And built like Big Hero 6. Yeah, I can't find the drum where he had the wig on, but he definitely had the wig on, no cap.
Bro, look like he like 5'4".
Nah, for real. Yeah.
He's small as hell.
But yeah, to get back on the topic though, man, we can't have any big back personal trainers out here. We already in an obesity crisis. We're already in a mental health crisis. We already got people being scammed. We already got people not trusting trainers. And that's just going to make the industry worse, in my opinion. If we got trainers out of shape now, that's not held to a certain standard. Honestly, there needs to be like a fitness test. Like how we, you know, how we got to get CEUs and renew our certification. There needs to be a fitness test for that as well. Just my opinion.
A nationally recognized test too. Your name got to be on that list somewhere.
Exactly.
You feel me? Like, oh, this person did this amount of reps, this amount of time.
Yeah.
Yep.
It has to be for it has to be public knowledge for everybody to see. So, like, all right, cool. Well,
this ninja failed the test.
Ninja, I don't see your name.
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
We used to do shit like that at our gym. Everybody used to come in. We used to just rip out pull-ups. Who got the most pull-ups? Who got the biggest deadlift? And put their name on the board. You know what I'm saying? We used to do it every 2 weeks. We knew who was going. Yeah. If somebody won, now we gonna beat you next week. You gotta come in and train hard.
That's it, bro. That's it. Hey, man, but enough of this freaking bozo. So I will be speaking on this topic again. I better not hear nothing else from this dude, bro. Because then I'm responding on Instagram. It's going to be different.
I'm going to put this out there, too. So he, and I told you about it on the back chat. He commented on the video that I posted yesterday. And Instagram, crazy, they hid the comment. But long story short, man, the dude is literally advocating for this BS. And I told him, I was like, bro, the fat personal trainer epidemic, you know, is bullshit. And you know what he put? He said, I completely understand.
This guy. What a fucking bozo.
Capping, bro.
What a bozo.
What a simp.
Definitely a simp.
And then he said he don't believe anyone should be out of shape and training. I'm like, that's exactly what Chris was saying the whole time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to your page, bro.
I can share my screen. I can show it to you right now.
You know, like the delivery. The delivery is what's hurting his heart for real.
Maybe that's it. Right, maybe I remind him of his high school bully or something.
That's exactly what maybe a
football player, basketball player took his girl or some shit.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, man. All right, man. We killing y'all today, man. All right, we got this video here. These two guys trigger a lot of people. It's Greg Doucette and
I fuck with Greg Doucette.
Yeah, Greg Doucette. I forgot the other guy's name, but he has a big following too. They basically say obesity is a choice. So let's check it out, man.
Like slavery.
Is obesity a choice?
10 out of 10, it's a choice. Absolutely, without question, unequivocally, obesity is a choice. You choose to put what into your body. You choose to eat what you choose to eat. You choose to do the cardio that you're doing. Anybody that's put in a room and not allowed to eat will lose weight, and so it's your choice. It's a difficult choice. Like, for example, if somebody comes here and says there's a fire, I have the choice of getting out of this building, or I can sit here. I'm probably going to do my best to get out. Absolutely. So if somebody says, hey, you're 600 pounds, you're going to die if you don't stop eating, it's the same thing like not walking out of a building. It might be hard to get out of that building, but you should at least try.
Shout out to him. And that's a big problem nowadays, man. A lot of people blow up and they act like it wasn't their choice to get that fried chicken.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
And they act like it wasn't their choice to get these bad foods and it was inevitable. Like, it's really, there's really a gene in their family that make them cankles big as shit.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
It all comes down to decisions, and it all comes down to knowledge, and it comes down to your mindset. Get your ass up, prevent it, get rid of it, do whatever you got to do. What y'all got on that, fellas?
I agree with them. I think it's the behavior. It's the choices we make. Yep. I seen a post talking about how food was racist. Y'all seen that black woman talking about how diet was racist and tried to blame it on the diet. I'm like, no.
What?
The Your diet decisions. Don't work for you the same.
Your decisions are why you big backing.
I thought it was white people.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
I like how he said it's a choice. Everything comes down to your decisions, man. You know, and every choice has a positive or negative consequence, good or bad, right? You know, you go to the gym, you eat clean, you live a healthy lifestyle. You neglect the gym, you neglect your health, and you neglect to eat clean, and you eat poorly, you're going to have a negative impact on your health.
Yep. And
those are both decisions, you know, that you can make, right? So it's not the food that's forcing you, and nobody has a gun to your head. Is you solely made, you know, that choice to eat that poor food or eat those healthy items, right? So it all stems down to decision making, right? And you got to take a certain level of accountability for either one. So it's definitely a choice, you know. Nobody's putting a fork in your mouth, nobody's putting a spoon in your mouth. You dig what I'm saying? It's all it all comes down to decisions.
It's the man's fault.
It's feederism.
The man made her do it.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
It's all the man's fault. He's attracted to bigger women, so he force fed me.
How dare you?
Shorty, you ate the fucking food. Leave the relationship. Oh, you was liking them free meals, huh? Big bag Becky.
How dare you?
He was liking them meals, Big Bag Brenda.
How dare you?
Shit is crazy out here, man. Yeah. The excuses are at an all-time high. I mean, we just lack accountability. It's the men too. It ain't just the women. You know? But hey.
I feel like the women are getting more fit than the guys these days. All I'm seeing on my timeline is nothing but women.
Guys focused on the money.
Yeah, they focused
like, on yeah. Like, for some reason, guys think that you can't be about your business and about your fitness at the same time.
Like, you got to pick one.
It's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Now, you're right, too. I've been saying that, too. There's been a lot of ladies that will go and get a personal trainer real quick. But the dudes, you rarely see them trying to get into personal training.
Ego.
Yep.
Yeah, ego, motherfucker, for sure.
Ego. And then they won't get a trainer, but then all of a sudden they know how to train their girl.
As soon as the girl get with the trainer. Like, nah, you training with me.
No, she needs a trainer. You need a trainer. Yeah. Y'all both need a trainer.
They both need it, yeah.
She need to come in the morning. You need to come in the afternoon after work. You stay with the baby in the morning or vice versa. But y'all need to figure it out. Both of y'all ass need to be in here.
That's how I'd be with some of our clients. Like the male, it'd be like a wife and a husband. You know, one person watch the kid come in the morning, you know, yeah. One person done, the other person come, you know, they do that. They got the kid duties and the other person come and get their work in.
Yeah.
There's really no excuse out here.
Yeah.
There ain't no excuse.
There's no excuse, man.
And stop trying to stop your person from getting fit.
That's a fact.
Like, damn, you fucking your husband, he trying to get fit. You bring a honey buns in the house and shit. You trying to cook his favorite dish. Like, you bring a bottles in the house and shit. Like, come on now. And vice versa. Men do that shit too.
It's crazy how people be wanting to self-sabotage their partner for it just because they lack of self-accountability.
Yeah.
You feel me? You see a partner trying to get right, trying to get their mind right, trying to get their body right. But you so lazy, you so damn insecure.
Yeah.
You're gonna hate on them, the person that you're supposed to be, you know, trying to pull up, and y'all supposed to raise the bar together. You're gonna hate on them because they try and get their shit together. How sad is that?
I seen that shit, man. Like, a girl be working, she be trying to work out, and the guy she talking to, he'll say something like, I like you the way you are, and she just over there trying to better herself whole time. Man. He ain't doing shit.
Nothing. Sucker shit. Straight sucker shit.
He want to fight the trainer for real.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you want to know what's crazy is, you know, you could be, it's unfortunate, but you know, you could be sleeping next to your biggest enemy. As far as when it comes to your fitness and health, that person could be your biggest crutch or your biggest downfall. That's why I don't understand when I say, like, I want to date someone who's fit. People be getting mad at me, you know? And as a trainer, I guess maybe we got different exposure. We've been down this road. We've seen it happen. But, you know, hey, if they ain't on board, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be hard for you to stay on board, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. All facts, man.
But then it all ties back into, you know, what we say damn near almost every episode, or we've mentioned it before on, you know, several other podcasts, where it's just like, you know, pick somebody who aligns with what you do.
Yeah.
It's hard to try to, you know, live a certain lifestyle and try to introduce or such walk somebody through like how you living. You know,
yeah, bro.
You feel
it's
me?
Hard to change an adult, man.
Yeah.
You know, somebody in their 30s, 40s. Woo. Woo, that's crispy. You try to change somebody in their 40s, it's a wrap. Good luck.
Do all that?
Yeah, you just gonna be dating a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
then your name on the mortgage, her name on the mortgage. You know, it's gonna be hard to get out. You sell the house. You're gonna have to give up half. And she's sitting there like,
Gotti, Gotti.
Now you fat. You stuck fat forever.
Complaining.
Well, you could have just got a fit chick, but you got bad at see Marty fit. I could date a BBW. I date with a. Go ahead, do your thing. Have a blast.
I feel like fit people just live an overall better quality life, man. That's just my opinion, like for real.
But we don't have fun, and we eat bland food.
Shit, fun to me.
Right.
Ain't nothing more fun than getting up, looking in that mirror. You getting ready for the pool party. You can't wait to show off the new Hoochie shorts and take your shirt off.
Man, that's all you've been thinking about the week before.
Yeah. Like, but y'all ninjas at the pool party. Hey, what can I do in the gym, bro?
Nope.
Hey there, bro. How much you bench press, face ass? Yep.
This ninja don't miss a day at the gym. Nigga, I hear you, bro.
Damn,
I hear you.
And just take a compliment, like, bro, we get it.
Damn, bro, I ain't trying to stand next to you. I'm like, oh, brother.
Well, I'm trying to get like you.
these guys ain't drinking. Look at these boring guys. They got muscles. They're not drinking. Man, shut your
bitch ass up, nigga.
Man, shut your ass up, man.
You know that one Dave Chappelle episode of Player Haters Ball?
Like, oh my god!
Yeah,
hate.
Shit is crazy, bro.
Like hate.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was a muscles, classic one.
Muscles don't stop a bullet. Well, I'm not training to stop a bullet, bro. Like, I don't know where you got that from.
Yeah, ninja, I'm here for the shorties. I don't know what you're talking about, ninja. Matter of fact, watch out, bro. You watch out.
The shorties over there. Y'all ninjas in here. We got on wife beaters and hoochie shorts. Y'all ninjas in here, full jeans, J's, designer shirt on, chains, fake earrings, shades.
You got a satchel on.
That's not a satchel. That's a man purse. With your legs crossed.
Rolling up weed. Come on.
Getting in the pool with a t-shirt.
You want your eighth shot and second meal at the pool party. And you worried about,
Third J. You rolling up your third J.
Third J. And yep. You worry about what I do in the gym. Crazy, bro. Make that shit make sense, bro. Sadly. And that's no cap. That shit actually happened in real life.
That stuff is real life.
Bad work, man.
They lucky it was raining that day too.
They were, oh man, it would have been bad. The weather saved them, folks. The weather really saved them, folks. We was really them.
That shit was crazy, bro. Me and Toon couldn't even take a picture in that joint.
Oh man,
it's like we everywhere we go, folks just know us, man. Like
that shit was wild, bro. Then it's C. Marty.
What you do for these?
Like, Tunji.
Oh, man. They be watching the show coming up to y'all.
Yeah, man. That shit was crazy, bro. Shit was wild, man.
Wow, man. I'm trying to kill it. Like, what you do for your arms? I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to talk about that right now.
Bro, the photographer, me and Toon trying to flick it up. We the only people in there with pool party attire on. Everybody else in clothes. Including women.
Jeans and shit. I'm like, what the
fuck? Shit was crazy. So we try and flick it up. And we happened to know the photographer. We never got the picture. Hey, what y'all do for biceps and chest, man? We like, oh, my God. Literally, bro.
Right? These guys
shut
miss
your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shit was crazy, man. Yeah, that was a wild day. But we'll try again next summer. Let's Brunches More Crunches pool party, man. You got to be fit to get in the party, bro.
That's the requirement, standard.
That's the requirement. We're not having these issues.
50 push-ups in a row. Get in.
50 push-up entry fee.
50 push-up entry fee. Yep.
50 for the men. What the women? 25 for the women. 20 for the women.
Air squats.
Squats for the women. 50 squats for the women.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's less. That's if you're not fit, or that's if you don't. If
everybody, you don't. Everybody.
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 The entry fee is the workout.
And you got to show your gym membership.
50 straight. 50 straight. Push 50.
50 straight. Straight. No, I don't got. I mean, you. Yeah. 50 straight. 50 straight. You got to show your gym membership, or you got to show your personal trainer. And we got to verify that you actually work out with that trainer.
What?
That is the requirements. Because, listen, we need more fit people events. We got enough fat people events. All you got to do is step outside, go anywhere. It's a fat person event.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Grocery shopping, fat people. Post office, fat people.
Oh my God.
Airport, fat people.
Library,
fat people. Gym, gym, fat people.
Walmart.
Oh my God.
That's the worst, boy.
Every step they take in Walmart, all you hear. Wegmans.
Shoppers.
Soon as you step out, Golds.
Wendy's.
Oh, shit.
It's Wendy's.
You know, you anywhere, man. They all over the place. It's getting crazy out here, man.
It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, man. All right, man. We got one more video. We're going to get up out of here. We got a locker room crash out. And y'all know what race it is.
Ninjas. As if we didn't have enough problems in this city.
All right. Let's check out the locker room crash out because your boy need to get some sleep. Where we at?
You're not supposed to be videotaping in here.
I'm videotaping myself.
You're not supposed to be videotaping in here.
Why are you talking to me like that? Why are you talking to me like that? Do you know me? You got an issue with me or something?
I'm gonna tell the manager.
Go
right
tell
now.
Whoever you
you're
want. Go tell whoever you want. All you had to say was, yo, can you stop videotaping? You're not supposed to record here. I would be like, okay.
You said it.
No, you said it with her. You said it with attitude. You said it with attitude. And I'm saying that how I said it. I just said it. Fuck is you talking? And I just said it. Fuck is you talking? Fuck out of here. We gonna go outside? Wanna go outside? Just stop talking to me like that. Show some respect. Fuck wrong with you. All you had to say was, you don't gotta record here. You can't record here. I would simply say, all right, you're right, sir. I apologize. I would stop my video. You say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. All that flexing shit don't mean nothing to me. Fuck wrong with you.
The fuck wrong with this nigga?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
God, what the hell is going on, man?
I might be on his side,
bro. Brother, this guy stinks.
They're both.
What's up with it, though?
Yeah, I mean, first you got the dude in the back. He all in the camera. If I see somebody, first of all, I see somebody camera out in the locker room, I'm out the way. You're going to catch my face in another ninja's camera, first of all. That's the first thing. You pull a camera out, I'm out. I'm going to the next stall. I'm going to go back out, get some water, come back in. Hopefully you're done. You're not going to catch me in somebody's phone. Next, ninja don't wear a bonnet. If I see a bonnet in a locker room, I'm out. I'll change in the car. I'll change at home. Wherever the fuck I got to go, I'll change there. I see a bonnet, first of all. All right, so we got a lot of strikes in here.
Strike three, you're out.
We're at like 5 strikes already. But and you're not going to catch me arguing with someone like that in the locker room. There's no need for that. Don't record in the locker room. And if someone is recording, get out the way. I ain't saying nothing to you. What y'all got on that, fellas?
That was wild. I mean, but like you said, don't be in the camera, bro. like you said, bro, if somebody recording, I'm good. Like, I'm gone.
I'm gone, bro. Like,
I mean, homie did press him. Like, you want to go outside for real?
That's crazy.
They ain't say nothing.
My thing is like, they both wrong, but you know, if the dude in the background really had a problem with it, he really could have went about it another way, right? You know, there are certain ways you go about doing certain things, right? It's not about.
So how should he have gone about it?
He should just been like, you know, because the way he did come at bro was just like, hey, you're not supposed to be doing that. On some like aggressive, like
he was aggressive.
Aggressive, you know what I'm saying? You don't know this man from a can of paint. You don't know who he knows. You don't know if he's a ticking time bomb. That dude could have just been having a super off day. You feel me? You say something in the wrong tone of voice, and now he kicking your ass in the locker room. You feel me? It should never get to that point, but I say that to say it's not about what you say, it's how you say it. He could have been like, hey, sir, you know, sorry to interrupt you, you know, but I just want to let you know there's no recording in the locker room. You know, if you could please, like, not do that, that'd be greatly appreciated.
So now, you thought that was disrespectful?
The way he came at him, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even though he does have a point, but he didn't have to, you know, raise his voice or his tonality was off. You don't know that man. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's just there's a certain way you go about doing things. And I feel like he came at him. I'd have felt some type of way too, you know. And dude wasn't wrong for like the way he responded. He was like, yo, if you would have went about it like this, whoop de whoop de woo, I would have had a different, you know, response to you. I'd have been like, okay, right, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, my bad. And then it could have been squashed right there. But if I'd be like, hey, dog, you can't do that. You know, you're not supposed to be doing that. You'd be like, oh, bro, who is you, first of all? And why are you talking?
No, facts.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, if you really try to do something, we can go out. Like you said, we can go outside because that's how you come. That's how you approach me.
Yeah.
You know? I'm trying to go outside.
Yeah. So, and when you said that, dude kind of calmed down for real.
Well, he ain't going to go outside.
Yeah, it's not that deep, but it's not about what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, bro, there's a lot of strikes in there. Go ahead, Elijah.
No, I was going to say, man, I agree, bro. 100%. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he coming at him like that, you would have thought that they would have just been like at each other's throat. But the fact that homie like piped down, he already knew he really wasn't about the action. He shouldn't have took it there that quick for him to kind of calm down like that.
Right, yeah.
He wasn't ready. He really wasn't ready for the action. But like you said, Tom, what that really means is, yeah, he probably came at him the wrong way. He shouldn't have done it. And you shouldn't be talking to nobody crazy like that because something can happen. Like you said, what if homie had bad day and went to the car? You know what I'm saying? That could have been bad for everybody.
It's up.
It's up from there.
He's like, you know what? This is the last straw. I'm crashing out. Fuck it.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I'll be back. Don't even worry about it, for real.
Yep.
Man.
You feel me? Bro.
Well, and like I said, he ain't going to catch. I ain't talking to nobody that much in the locker room. I'm trying to get out that motherfucker. Quick.
Some weird shit going on in that thing.
Yeah, he made some weird.
You see some weird shit. Folks be talking about weird shit. Folks be looking weird.
Bro. I'll be in the locker room. I'll be having my headphones on full blast. Like,
I'm supposed to be trying to talk to you, bro.
Why are you trying to have a full convo? You see my headphones on, bro. And then what I'll do is I know somebody trying to talk, and I got my headphones on full blast. So I'm like, they know I can't hear them. They know I can't hear. So they going to stop talking. Hey, C-Money, what's up, baby? Oh, my fucking. What's up, bro?
The worst is in the sauna, bro. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah. That's I don't never step foot in there.
More.
Dog.
It'd be so hot. You'd be trying to concentrate on just thinking about, like, just chilling. And if folks, hey, bro, what's your dad like? I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, bro.
I'd be taking the headphone out. I'd be like, what's up? Like, what you say? Like,
bro, I'd be so annoying, bro. And there was this one dude the other day. I'm walking. I'm trying to get in and out the gym, bro. I'm walking, headphones on, so I don't hear nothing this ninja say. Hey, C Marty, you heard me? I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, nah, what's up? I've been watching that March Madness.
Dummy.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Bro, like, I not only did I walk past him, he made me turn around. I had to walk back towards him. Oh, like, bro, gosh. Like, come on, bro. You stopped me for that. Yeah, I've been watching that March Madness, baby. Them boys hooping. what do you want me to say? Like,
I just know it's an old head the way he came back.
Yes, of course. It's always the old heads, bro. God damn.
They do the same shit.
Shit be so annoying, bro. Yeah, bro, but that's the gym for you.
Well, I be so enjoyed, bro. It's like folks don't be working out.
Yeah.
Like, why y'all want to talk so much, bro? Shut up, bro.
And don't be doing no work.
Don't do no work, bro. Why you talking to me so much, bro?
Same size since 2018, too. You look exactly the same.
They be cracking the dumbest jokes like, one day I'll look like you, this, that, and third.
No, the fuck you won't.
Right.
Take that Les Brunches shirt off, nigga. Fucking embarrassing my brand. This one dude, he stayed with his Les Brunches shirt on. He got like 10 of them though. He has supported me. He has supported me, bro.
It's good for the brand.
It ain't good for the brand. It's not good. All money ain't good money. And you know, see Marty, listen, man, I'm just trying to maintain, baby. I'm just trying to maintain. That's all I'm really trying to do. You know, these bammers out here, they going hard. They doing too much, man. Listen, I'm 46. You know what I'm saying? My wife, you know, she do her thing. You know, I'm just in here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, actually. What are you like?
Is he light skin?
I don't think you know this dude. He'd be off the early.
I don't know.
He in there off the early.
The early, I like the early morning bump for real. But
I'm talking the early though. He did every morning, Saturdays and all that early.
Okay. Well, that's a true old head. He up there early on a Saturday.
On a Saturday, bro.
Yeah,
Saturday. I wasn't really feeling a lot of what I was seeing there. You know what I mean?
You talking about what was that, Monday?
It'd just be a straight Diddy show. It'd be straight Diddy.
Oh, it's definitely Diddy Town around that time.
When I talk about Diddy, Elijah, of Diddy, you can count like.
They got a whole group.
You can count like 10 Diddy's within a 5-foot radius.
That shit, that's wild.
Crazy. Every corner.
I say this though. That group, they actually cool. They don't be doing the wild shit. No. I'm gonna keep it 100. They're the respectful ones. You go in the evening or like midday, they be wilding, bro.
Facts.
Come on, they're wild disrespectful.
Yeah, that's
they be cooling, bro. They be cooling.
They be cooling. They definitely be cooling. I just can't respect it.
You do your thing over there. I'm gonna do my thing over here.
Fitness podcast, man. Fitness podcast, man. This guy here, man. Come on, man. You can't do that.
Yes, you can. What are you talking about? Yes, we can.
You can't do that, bro. You can't do that, bro. Come on, bro. You can't do that. Like, what the fuck?
No respect, man.
Dog.
Y'all cool, but I ain't respecting that shit, man.
That's crazy, bro. Chill, bro.
You gotta stay over here and get this workout and just don't come talk to me.
Chill, bro.
Nah, for real.
Morning is definitely...
Good
morning is my vibe for the gym.
I love the vibe though. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's a lot of energy. You know what I'm saying? You see different faces because I'm not in there like how you are in the morning.
Yeah.
Different bump too. Yeah.
Spider most stupid.
What do you say?
He about to get pressed.
Somebody get pressed. They tune. They gonna press tune out.
Waiting at the
What'd you say?
My demeanor in there, them folks know not even come up to me unless you know me. Mm-hmm. And I like that about having a certain demeanor where folks know, like, I'm not about to
say, yeah. Like, well, yeah. That crowd in the morning probably less likely to like mess with you, like the midday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the midday people don't care. They come and they talk to you. Like they got their mind made up. morning people, most of them trying to get their workout in and get to work. And, you know what I'm saying? Get to the money, get to wherever they got to get to.
Yeah, they be locked in. You could tell they was locked in for it.
And it'd be a lot more like bodybuilders and just like serious people in the morning. But when you get to the midday, the motherfuckers, no jobs. The motherfuckers is, yeah, it's the rich, fake rich motherfuckers.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? When you get to that in the midday, that's when they start getting on your nerves and shit.
Nah, for real.
And the crash outs.
That was Diddy phobic too, for sure.
That's crazy, bro.
No Diddy's alive.
Yeah, the old heads have no social awareness, man.
At all.
They have zero social awareness, bro. You know, like, you remember that one time when we're old boy in the midday, he went up to the girl on the elliptical, and he was just wrapping Shorty up.
While she was working out?
She on the elliptical going hard, bro. And he just walked up and just started talking, wrapping her up, bro.
He's a repeat offender.
Yeah, he's wild.
He's a daily offender.
Yeah.
Wildin'.
Yeah, bro. Wild dude.
Some dudes is like, they can't help themselves, man. For real.
They can't.
Yeah, bro. It's like every time you see a woman, it's like you can't control yourself. You gotta say something. You gotta try to talk to her. Like, you just mess it up for everybody else, for real.
Yeah. You know? And the noon crowd with the strippers, Tommies, and Debbie.
Not the Tommies.
but bro, you be in there at midday. Spider-Man be in there midday. So what you trying to say? Every time I seen Spider-Man, he in there with that crowd.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Jumping on tires. Box jump Mo.
Spider-Mo. Climbing the walls, boy.
There you go. Spider-Mo funny as hell. Spider-Mo climbing walls with 6'8".
Oh, Chris Hansen.
Hey, man. Spider-Mo and 6'8 was doing some shit one day.
6'8".
Them ninjas. Well, it wasn't Spider-Mo. It was 6'8". Hey, AC Ma, do you want to join us? I said, man, I'm not doing that shit with y'all, bro. Do you know? First of all, one, I'm not doing that shit. All right, y'all got it. Two, if somebody record me doing that shit with the content I make, it's a wrap. I'm getting roasted. I'm going to be on World Star. I can't be getting caught doing that shit in the gym. Y'all niggas leave me alone, man.
Oh, man. They were like, man, what you doing, bro?
Bro, they be doing all types of shit, bro. I'm not doing that, bro. Motherfuckers swinging on the ropes like Tarzan and shit.
One of my old clients, I was training with one of my old clients yesterday, matter of fact. And we was up top. We was up top looking down. And she was like, have you ever climbed those ropes before? She's like, can you do that? I was like, I'm pretty sure I can. I'm like, I got the core strength. I was like, I've never done that. She was like, why not? I'm like,
that's not what we're here for, bro.
Bro, what I look like swinging from a rope in the middle of a jungle? You see how big I am?
Hey, tune. I see you doing that shit, bro. I'm gonna pull you to the side, like, bro. What type of time you want, bro? What are you doing, bro? Like, you can't do this shit, bro. Not be you. I mean, you could do it, but you're not gonna be associated with me doing this shit, bro.
Nah, bro. I'm not going back to that gym. You catch me on them ropes for real, like.
I'm cool, me. Bro. Yeah, my shit crazy.
Bro. Like to stay on the ground.
Y'all niggas got that shit.
What I look like swinging from.
Well, people be doing some wild shit in there, bro.
It's crazy shit.
Wild shit, bro. Like,
what's the wildest shit you see somebody doing, like working out wild?
Bro, it's this one dude, bro. He got to be like 50 something. I see him in the morning sometimes, but he part of that midday crew. Like, bro, what do you do for a living, bro? Like, you just, so I don't know if you've seen this dude, bro.
I seen everybody for that joke.
So he'll come on. He go to every machine, right? he only do half reps. So he, but and he do half reps, and he do like no bullshit. He do like four machines at a time. So he go to, and they don't be next to each other. So
oh,
he
go, Lord. Oh,
he go to the chest press, do like 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, this. Then he finish, then he go to the lat pull down. He walk fast as shit away, lat pull down.
I see this dude, I got it too.
Then he go fast as shit, preacher curl. I'm like, bro, like it's no way. He do that shit for an hour straight, bro.
You gotta be an old head.
Old head for sure. Old
That's
head
old
for
head
sure.
Energy. Bro. Old head energy always half reps.
Bro, all half reps, bro. Half
reps. Old head energy, bro. Half reps, everything.
Dog. Crazy, bro. Gym is a wild place, man. And tune, man. I can't talk about that on the podcast, bro. That April Fool shit yesterday.
Oh, that's crazy. Slip out of pocket.
Elijah, well, we got to tell you offline.
Out of pocket.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Some April Fool shit at the gym? Oh, I know this
bro,
shit.
The gym is just, bro, it's a crazy place. I see why people give us a bad rap. I see why people associate us with the bullshit. Because this is some straight bullshit there.
6'8 is crazy.
he the wildest, bro.
He's wild. He's a wild
turkey. He a wild dude. That's Spider-Mo Mans, though.
They got content together.
They got content. They're content bros. Like, hey, Spider-Man, what you doing? What you working on today? Yeah, you know, getting some content with 6'8. We got to show Elijah on 6'8 so he could see.
I'm assuming the nigga got to be 6'8.
he got to see this shit, bro.
I put up his Facebook if you get it.
You still not following him?
Nah, I followed him that day for real. This man had the nerve to come ask me. I had just walked in. I got my headphones on. I had stopped by the water fountain, like right in the middle of the gym. Man stopped me. He like, yo, Tim, what's going on? I'm like, what's good? Took my headphones. Mind you, I'm getting water, so I had to stop what I'm doing, take my headphones. He's like, yeah, man. He was like, yeah, I noticed. I noticed that you unfollowed me. I'm like, and I did unfollow him, but I'm just like, I had to play the shit off. I was like, you know what? Like it was probably one of the person that manages my page, whoop-de-woo. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't follow people after all. They don't follow people that after a while, X, Y, Z. He's like, oh, okay, my bad. So I thought it was something that I posted, something that I'm like, oh man. Like I had to play. I was, bro, feeling bad and shit. Just he's like, he cool. He just does
he cool, bro. He cool. He just be wilding.
He has a good heart. He just does questionable shit in the gym. You feel me?
Yeah, bro.
He actually a good dude.
He's a good dude, bro. He's good.
He a good. He means well. He just be doing some questionable shit for you.
Man, I'm gonna tell this. I ain't gonna tell the whole story, but this one dude, one old head. He stopped me in the middle of my set on a leg press, bro. To talk politics, bro. Like, bro, this ain't the time for that, man. At the gym, I said, this ain't the, like, bro, I'm trying to get out of here.
I feel like a lot of these dudes ain't got nobody to talk to. So
he must not.
So when they see somebody that's like, that has some type of popularity or just somebody that's cool or that everybody knows,
yeah,
it's like that's their chance to, like, I don't know. Relive old moments in their life, or I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know what be going through their mind type deal.
Yeah, man, it is what it is, bro.
I think it'd be that social validation. They want to be seen talking to somebody that everybody know.
Maybe, I don't know. Man, but hey, fire episode today, man. He said they're losers outside the gym. No one give a fuck about them. That's why they're bothering people. God damn, Wicked.
What you said about me?
God damn, Wicked. That's crazy, man.
Nah, for sure.
Hey, man.
Real.
All right, let's wrap it up, man. Y'all go ahead and follow my social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X, C Marty Fit on YouTube. I hate arguing about sports at the gym too. That shit is wild. And subscribe to the page, share the page with a friend. C Marty Fit, I mean, Less Brunches, More Crunches on Apple Podcasts. Hit the like button, fellas. Closing thoughts. Elijah, I'll go first, and then Tune, you go after that.
Gotcha. Yeah, man. So follow me, King Olajuwon 21. Do my show every Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Come to the Crunch Gym University. April, we got another event coming up. I'll let y'all know the dates. And just keep it real, man, and stop faking it. These people, they wild out here, man.
They wild. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Self-improvement always on the menu, man. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate y'all. Sweat for the check on IG. If you ain't sweat, you ain't work.
Yeah.
Let's tap in. It's only one source, you dig?
That's wild, man. He called you
pump. If you got pump, call Pumpkin to watch podcast.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Bitch ass nigga. Anyway. Hey, man, you know what it is, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. I will be, I'm working on some High Rocks content. That's why I'm not talking about it, because I want to save it for the High Rocks videos. Those of y'all asking, I know people been asking, so I'm working on some content there. I did get some content. Just got to put it together. So appreciate y'all, man. We'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all continue to share. We got more short clips and short segments coming out. Make sure y'all tap into those every day, at least one a day. It's going to get to two. It's going to get to three. We're working on it. But, hey, definitely appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on Friday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Appreciate